New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, hello. I know the episode hasn't been released yet, but we are here for some Vanderpump Rules between episode drama. We can't not give you this episode because there's been so much.
There's too much for us to ignore it.
Yeah, we can't. And all of this happened really on Thursday of last week. And again, we're figuring out how to address it, and we're just going to talk to you about it. A little something to get
through. And if you're not familiar, you'll get caught up. If you're very familiar, just listen and be bored.
Yeah, you can do that.
We don't mind.
It's not a crime.
Yeah.
Why not? But we have to start with, like, the biggest thing, I have to say, and that is Raquel suing Tom and Ariana. There were some court docs that came out. I did not read them in their entirety. But she's essentially suing Ariana Madix and Tom Sandoval separately, I believe, for psychological damage, essentially, for her sex tape and being... There's a bunch of different egregious things that happen.
What?
Oh, do you know anything more about it?
I was on the Vanderpump Reddit, and I know... I feel like, you know, people are saying Lisa is really kind of softballing like Tom, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I remember kind of seeing a lot mm-hmm. of that, but it's a thing where it's like no one is it like revenge porn category? But is it that because they didn't release it? Is it because she? Can you sue somebody because you're like, hey, listen, I was looking at my boyfriend's phone and there's like you having sex with another girl on it. Do I get sued for looking at it?
Yeah.
Because it's just kind of like, hey, what's this on your phone?
Yeah.
So you could sue the person even though you're the one who's kind of part of the scandalous part of it. Mm-hmm. You could sue the other person for like what, caring?
Yeah, just really. But okay, so basically, allegedly, Tom recorded Raquel on FaceTime without her consent while – perform like a sex tape, right? Ariana found this video, sending it to Raquel and herself, and then she sent the video around to cast and crew. She's sending this video around. She's obviously
Ariana's doing this
in a heated state, which kind of makes this is the basis of Raquel's suit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess, but also, so a legal expert spoke to US Weekly saying that actually the case against Tom is weaker than the case against Ariana. It's Ariana, it's her circulating the video more so than Tom recording her.
Yeah.
So again, it's pretty fucked up and gives notes of course, the Sheena assault thing, you know, where it's like, no one is saying it's right to do these things to circulate a sex tape without someone's consent to assault someone. But it's very hard to say because it's kind of this snowballing of egregious event after egregious event, and it comes to a certain thing and people are really heated and they're in the moment and they're angry and they're hurt. So because
you know you're complicit in something scandalous and bad, and now I don't know. Is that part of the price of like being shitty? I don't know. But it's not.
I don't think it has to be. But again, it is. If it was filmed without her consent, she doesn't know about this video. That's pretty fucking awful. That's pretty shitty. But the fact there's an artifact that essentially embodies this whole cheating scandal, and then Ariana, I don't know. I think it's more on Sandoval.
Yes, you're circulating around. You're like becoming a distributor of it, but. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's that when you're recording, like this is, you know, when you're recording somebody, especially when they, against their, without consent, you are taking a responsibility of what you've done.
Yeah.
So let's just say he did it and he, like, they were just dating and there was no cheating, there's no whatever, and his phone gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody finds the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's data breaches and stuff like that. And that stuff gets sent out there. You shouldn't have recorded it in the first place.
Yeah.
For, it's not her fault that it's out there.
Exactly. But she is the victim in this
thing. She is absolute is the victim. And yes, she's not everyone is wrong, but they're wrong in this getting out there. It's not a thing where it's like, oh, she should know better not to record things. No,
it's not, she didn't have part in that. Yeah.
Because I'm sure she said, hey, this is just for us, right? And he said, yeah, I tell the truth a lot.
Yeah, or if she even knew about it. Again, it's hard to know. We obviously weren't there.
Yeah.
And I also want to apologize. There's a helicopter that's circling this recording.
Well, here's the thing is that they know that we're, you know, kind of spilling secrets out here.
That is the thing. That is
a little conspiracy.
They're like, we have to monitor these people.
She is a victim in this, even though she shouldn't have been doing that in the first place. Not because of the sexuality of it. It's because it's not your, you're sending sex stuff to your good friend's boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's, even if it was like a love poem, which would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing that, but he shouldn't be recording it.
Yeah.
He shouldn't make it a thing where it's a possibility for Ariana to see it and send it around, but she also should not be sending it around.
Yeah, but I will say, and it's wrong for her to send this thing around, she probably did not know that, you know, Raquel consented or not. Like, we don't know where, what, you know, because Tom Sandoval, if I understand it right, recorded her doing that, you know, like, the sex act without her consent. It's not like she was like, record this thing.
Yeah,
it's
like take two, like, take
he
three.
He recorded it. She sent it. She wasn't like, hey, I got this video from my best friend who it seems directed to my boyfriend. Let me make sure that she got consent that it was recorded before I send it around.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying it's good, but I will say in the heat of the moment, I would imagine she wasn't thinking about if Raquel got consent.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't at a place where she's like, oh, let me be a bad person. It was just, I'm being put in this really unique situation.
Yeah.
And people are human and they react in the ways they do.
Yeah.
But I don't see where Tom Sandoval the burden is on him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's a horrible person. We've seen that time and time again. I've been keeping up with Rachel Goes Rogue, and she's not mentioned anything. I'm not sure if she will. I'm actually very curious to figure out if she'll say anything. The last episode, I believe it was episode 6, she kind of talked about the New Yorker article, the New York Times article, and how Tom Sandoval approached that and how he was perceived of, et cetera, and like kind of the process of making amends. So we'll see if she brings it up again on this upcoming episode.
I mean, everyone names you know what I mean? I'm sure she thinks that.
Yeah. Well, she also asked Nick Viall, because obviously I think we talked a little bit about this, where Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval were on Nick Viall's podcast, and how they do not look good on it, at least Sandoval. And she's like, I'll be on his podcast. You know, like, I think she makes light of it. And it's like, I would love to see that. Let's get her on his podcast. He, you know, for all of his faults, like, does a pretty good job of holding people to what they've said and their actions. So I'd be very curious about that process, about suing them. Why now, too? You know, like, why does she do this now versus a year ago?
Well, I think with what this is, if it's being laid out the way she's saying it is, I mean, she can, you know, probably has the luxury to be like, I'm still the one hurt by it. And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, surrounded by people saying, here's what's happening and here's what the road you can go down with all of these things.
Good for fucking get money beyond fucking auctioning that sweatshirt off for mental illness.
Get money. Why should everyone else?
You know?
Everyone else is making money because you exist, you know, I say right or wrong, even if you're wrong in what you've done, but why should everyone else make a buck off you?
Exactly.
The show makes a buck off you, and you make nothing.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think you should host a dating show. I think you should be on a season of Catfish as a guest host. I think you should be your own line of whatever. Like, I don't, like, do it all.
Hire us as writers, of course. Absolutely.
Naturally, I am very familiar with your work. Yeah, so we're very qualified. But I think, yeah, I think she should be making money. She should be, like, and I get it. Like, I think she's really positioning herself as someone who's being much more thoughtful about the process and slower to capitalize, which, again, is a really, like, interesting introspective move. But then you have, like, the Sandovals or the fucking Lalas or, you know, Ariana, which, you know, very justified. Fucking go forth, you know. But they are making some serious fucking money. You are still a piece of the season. You're a storyline on the season still. A big one. And it's been a dog of a fucking season. We can talk about that, too.
Yeah.
Ratings are down.
Yeah, I was looking at the ratings. I was comparing it to previous seasons. And they're better right now than they were pre-Scandival. Mm-hmm. But still, they're going... I mean, the season's like season 9.
Yeah.
Pretty low.
Yeah.
And this really was like the life support that that the show needed. So they're still doing well, and it's still, compared to other Bravo shows,
mm-hmm.
it's still up there. So to even for it to be bet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's, I don't know. It's like the worst, you know, like the least hot model in Los Angeles is still an attractive person. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So it's still
doing
for Bravo
well.
Shows, it's still
yeah.
doing well, but you're comparing it to the what's Scandival. I don't think people maybe are getting what. It's really new people, because you can tell there's an you have the old people,
yeah,
and, but then you have an influx of new people, obviously,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and they're not sticking around. Like, they're not sticking around. We're on a season episode 6.
No,
it's a slog, and
it is.
If you're not talking about Scandival or Scandival related stuff, what are we talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about Graham Cracker.
They really dug themselves, and everyone knows you do, and I'm sure they know they dug themselves. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately. But with that said, it's like why shouldn't I'm gonna keep going with Raquel? I don't know.
Yeah.
Why can't Raquel like make a buck? I mean, the people that said, "Oh, she should not be on this show." I wonder if they're the same people right now going, the show is boring now.
Yeah.
Are they the same people? Because I mean, like, I love the Vanderpump Reddit, and most people mm-hmm. are, like, very, very accurate. But I think there's some people that were just like, no, she should not even be on Earth. And now watching this show going, oh, this is really boring.
Mm, you miss her.
Yeah. You need – I mean, what would you know, Luke Skywalker be without Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Just be hanging around?
Totally. You need that conflict. You need that tension. Without it, everyone's dumping on Tom Sandoval, who looks like a fucking asshole to begin with. And it's like, we got nothing, you know? We got fucking nothing. Speaking of which, something about her is a storyline on this episode, and it is still boarded up. In fact, it's not even boarded up anymore. Now it's like repainted and doesn't even look recognizable as a restaurant in the Vanderpump world.
I'm still going to stick with conspiracy that either it was a something they wanted to do
mm-hmm.
and then things changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine like, you know, now things like, oh, we're going to open this restaurant. But it's like, but hold on. All our lives have changed in some way. Do I need to do this restaurant to have a storyline? Like,
mm-hmm.
that's
Katie,
I'm
looking at you.
Yeah, I really think that they're kind of like, how do we do this where we're not just walking away from it because we're just like, oh, we don't need this. You know what I mean? I don't need a ciabatta bread storyline.
Yeah, I don't need to like sling mayo on and mustards on different.
But they've also made money on it with merchandise.
And they probably still are.
Yeah. So it's this weird kind of Ponzi scheme, but not really. It's not really a Ponzi scheme. But it is, seems like it could be a bit of a grift, although I don't think anyone intended it for it to be a grift. And they're just caught in a thing where you're like, oh no, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
How long do we stretch this out? We got to keep talking about it, because then we just seem like we just set up this like shell corporation of a thing.
I'm just looking on their Instagram right now, and really we got nothing much since 13 weeks ago. I mean,
we can just go down to West Hollywood at any time and just look at it and just be like, that's prime prop. I feel like it's just the rent is just being paid on it as, again, like a investment in the show.
Yeah.
Because I feel like West Hollywood is its own district.
Yeah.
They've had businesses flourishing in and out, like turnkey. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, nothing works. It can't do it. We don't have the resource. What do you mean?
Yeah. No, you do. Also, there's something about her website is still merch. Half of the stuff is sold out, which again means they're not restocking stuff. Kind of phasing it out. We've got $34 t-shirts. We have $50 sweatshirts.
I don't know. And I do hope it opens. Listen, I hope I'm wrong.
I want a bad fucking Greek salad sandwich as much as the next person.
But I also, and you know, I am to stick by it. Just if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck. It just, it's, you'd have to prove to me that it's not like somewhat at this point a grift. Then for me, it is to prove you that it's not.
Yeah.
One.
You've got all the evidence to show that it's literally nothing's happening. Except you know, they're taking your money.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the goodwill of people going, oh, you've been burned. Let me support. Like, I want to support women. I want to support women in business. But is there ever going to be – or is it just a concept?
You're really just supporting this person's dead stock in their T-shirt company. Because their ex cheated on them and you watched it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And you don't want to turn the faucet off on that.
Yeah, don't do that. But speaking of a couple grifts and grifters, another piece of news we have to talk about, which is the Jax and Brittany breakup, not breakup. Hard to say. Their show is coming out this week, I think. I don't know exactly when, but it's soon. And they're doing a lot of PR. And of course, amongst all of the things that they've been talking about, speaking about publicly with a show, promoting whatever, we hear that from Jax that they are separate, or maybe Brittany on a podcast that they were separated. They were living in different places. So they haven't said anything about divorce.
What are they, two homes? I mean,
she's living somewhere, I don't know, Kentucky? Yeah. Who knows? But then Jax is like, no, we're together. But then Brittany is like, he's got to work on stuff for him, us to be together. And I'm like, this is very convenient.
Now, do you think it's like a planted story?
Yes.
Because people are probably like, because what you want to do is you want to watch and put the pieces together and be like, oh, they're separated. Let's watch the show and see how they got to that.
Yeah, they're trying to do their own Scandal on a much smaller, dumber, stupider, boring scale. But maybe it won't be.
Maybe it won't. Listen, it could be.
I don't know.
Jax
has done some deranged shit, and I would love to see that. I honestly, it sucks because really, in my heart, I just want them to not be together and to see Jax go off the rails. So, like, for me, it's just like a fucking tease that gets me annoyed because, you know, they're still together and they're trying to drum up business right before their show. Like, really? They're announcing it right now. Like, come the fuck on. I know people are excited for the Valley. I want to be excited in my heart of hearts, but the promo was so bad.
Yeah.
And I love nobody loves Kristen more than I do. I fucking love her. She's a fucking raw nerve, and I want to see her go fucking hard. But I don't see it. They're not – if this is the way that they're marketing this to me, their desired viewer, the person that would watch anyway, it's not long for this world.
They – you got to get some of those old school Vanderpump people on. I mean, everyone thinks
just,
it, right?
But also you just need to like – get blackout. You need to be crazy and weird, and you need to be kind of broke too.
But when the thing is by design, that's not good because now they're just it's like now we're gonna watch 40-year-olds get black. You know what I mean?
That's but how even long still, I would watch that.
Yeah,
I want them to be hungover for 4 days straight. Yeah. I want them to be DMing each other weird things. I want them to be mistaking, like now that I feel like I'm getting older, I'm like, worse with technologies. I'm like, why did I send that to that person? Like, I want mistakes to be made. I'm begging for it. And I want something, but like taking out the trash and like in your little like fucking Hot Wheel car. We've talked about this before. I'm skeptical. I need them to just be done with each other.
And Lala's
pregnant. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that news.
So I was just looking at the Vanderpump Reddit that maybe it was a donor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Although she is dating someone, right?
Yeah.
She's been pictured with a guy. I was talking about this in a Vanderpump text chain that I'm on. Lala is pregnant, probably with a sperm donor, though.
Well, we'll be back for the recap of episode 6.
Mm-hmm.
So subscribe, give 5 stars.
please keep, give it your all.
Give it your all. Unlike the valley. Or give it the minimum.
Yeah, give it 40%, 20%, 9%. We don't care. Thank you.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.